The Word of God is the seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's Word with simplicity and power.
Make sure you bless Him. Call Him all the names you know Him to be. We acknowledge You, O God, because You are merciful and You are faithful. The source of my strength, now You. The strength of my life, now You. My hope and my joy,
now You.
My confidence,
now You.
You're the source of my strength,
now You.
The strength of my life,
now You.
My hope and my joy,
now You.
My confidence,
now You.
So we exalt. Visit Your people in a mighty way. Do a quick work tonight. Change the lives of Your people. Give us testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'd like you to walk around to 20 people and tell them you are in for an encounter. Go ahead. Inside, outside, you are in for an encounter. Are you walking around to 20 people? You are only on number 4. Number 9. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honestly, hallelujah. I am so honored. I believe that I am one of the most privileged spiritual leaders that can ever be, because it's one thing to be a good leader. It's another thing to have very faithful, godly, skilled, and loyal people who believe in you. Please help me honor yourselves and honor everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I think I'm a bold person. I consider myself to be a bold person. But I don't know what happens to me when people begin to appreciate me. All that confidence just vanishes. I was almost taking a handkerchief to cover my face. I was asking Ejimi for support, and he told me he's busy taking care of his wife. So, I mean, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, I hear last week was powerful. Powerful. Let's honor Ejimi. Bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. I missed the session, but I followed on Facebook, and my goodness, if you paid attention, you should be on your way to another dimension. Hallelujah. We thank God for the success of our trips. Been busy all through the week. We thank God. I know that there are thousands of people following online, and I appreciate them. But I especially want us to appreciate our family down at Lagos. Let's bless them, please. Go ahead. They are listening. They are following us right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, they embarrassed me in such a way that almost brought tears. I had to speak to myself. I said, Mr. Man, you are not going to cry. Hallelujah. It was such an awesome time. You cannot imagine what those people did. They did all kinds of things. Also celebrating the birthday from there. And I just got the news this morning that Abuja people were on their way to hijack me. And I told them, no, no, no. And so they fixed their own celebration for Monday. Hallelujah. All the pastors, all the leaders, all the people, they just insisted and said, look, this time around, Zaria cannot have you alone. So God bless you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. My birthdays are very prophetic seasons for me, because they represent the circles of my life. Usually when I get to these seasons, they are very prophetic. And I sincerely want to thank everyone. I thank the leadership. Aaron, thank you. Thank you. Heads of department. Let's go to the word. I think the greatest way to celebrate my birthday is to do what I was born to do. Hallelujah. If someone gets healed tonight, someone gets blessed, someone gets direction, then it has justified the celebration. My opinion about birthdays is that no one is allowed to celebrate a birthday until they find their reason for living. Birthdays are not a celebration of how long you have lived, but why you came in the first place. The Lord put this very simple message in my heart for us. I just want to encourage us, and then we will pray, and we'll allow the Holy Spirit just step in and touch lives. Galatians chapter 6, more of an exhortation. Galatians chapter 6, and we will read verse 9. Galatians 6, and verse 9. The Lord asked me to challenge us tonight on the power of consistency. Consistency. You can also call it the power of persistence. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6 from verse 9. Can we read it together, please? It's projected. One, two, read. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Why? For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. One of the hardest, listen please, one of the hardest phases of a believer's life is the period between thus saith the Lord and it came to pass. Are we together? That gap, that time lapse between prophecy and manifestation. So many people have aborted destiny. Listen, please. So many people have given up on God just because they did not sustain the capacity to wait until the prophetic word over their life came to fruition. And so the Lord asked me to challenge us. You know, I think a lot, and if there is one lesson I think I can learn from my life, is persistence and consistency. It's not enough to start. You see, life is not a sprint. Life is a marathon. You know, when you watch people about to run a marathon, the moment they start, you will think the person at the front will eventually arrive first. But there may be someone silent at the back, conserving his energy and moving at a calculated pace. And that person will most likely be the first. Whereas the person who started just wasting energy, it may never amount to anything. I have watched with shock at the speed at which people approach life. Anything in life. Finances, spirituality, ministry, business, whatever it is. And usually, most people do not take the time and the effort to mentally and spiritually analyze how long that journey will be. And so they start out of excitement. Are we together? People start marriages out of excitement. 2 years down the line, no child. 2 years down the line, no money. 2 years down the line, still in a rented apartment. And you will see them vent their frustrations. Pastors start out ministries just because they feel they are anointed and God spoke to them. Are we together? And after 2 years, they cannot continue because they are frustrated that after 2 years, they have only 10 members. Let me tell you something. In the realm of greatness and in this kingdom, what separates ordinary people from champions, among other factors, right, is the power of persistence and consistency. Consistency means doing the same thing regardless of the conditions, regardless of the oppositions, regardless of the change in time. Consistency. The Bible says, though the vision tarries, are we together? It says, in the end, not the beginning, in the end, it will surely speak. The Bible is full of men and women who you would imagine that their consistency will never yield results. But one day, just like a dream, you will see God lift them like an edifice. Are we together? It was Noah who began to build the ark. When he began to build the ark, it looked like an impossible project to build an equivalent of 2 stadia of an ark. And bring in all the animals to get gopher wood. That looked like an impossible project. But Noah knew that the hand of God was with him.
and one plank after the other. There were times they had to take down certain buildings to chisel. But God kept watching a consistent man. Let me tell you something. You frustrate the power of darkness when you are determined to be unbending over your destiny. Life will open up its gates to men and women who have resilience, not weak people. Always complaining about what God has not done. Always complaining about the 4-month notice they gave God. Consistency. Consistency. After 3 years of prayer, no breakthrough. And he said, I don't plan to stop. I know that my Redeemer lives. And you keep sending that incense of prayer to the heavens. A time will come, people will even look at you and say, Mr. Man, don't mock yourself and don't mock God. But then you remain consistent. The Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing. You started praying for the anointing to come upon your life. After 3 months, dissipating spiritual energy praying, and it looks like there's nothing in your life. And many people just say, look, there's got to be an easy way. Let me tell you something. Not all ways are easy. Be careful. I believe that things can be easy, but not everything in the kingdom is a gift. There are things that are rewards. If everything is a gift, what then is the reward of obedience? Are we together? Consistency. There are too many emotional believers. There are too many emotional destiny people. They start things emotionally and never count the cost. They do not wait to gather the strength for the journey. And they begin things that they do not have capacity to maintain. Are we together? I wish that the people, maybe Ejimi had time to tell you the challenges that we have faced as a ministry. Many people sit down and see the crowds and see the rich and all the things that God is doing across this nation and across the world. And many people think, this man was just lucky. God just had him. He just happened to be anointed. No, sir. No, sir. What you see is a testament of endurance. It's a testament of consistency. And Elijah prayed and asked his servant, he said, go and check, is there a cloud? When he came back, Elijah would have said, God, don't disappoint me. The Bible says he continued praying. I'm sure at a point the servant would have said, consistency. I will never forget our first crusade. The car broke down on the way. That was what we could afford at that time. Hallelujah. You've heard me share it again. Some of the ladies, I don't think any of them is around right now. Some of the ladies had to climb the tree to pluck firewood, and some of them were in the worship team. Everybody was in the prayer department / counseling. Are we together? After the first crusade, the trouble that we entered after the first crusade, if God sent you again after that crusade, you will say, God, send somebody else. But the very next year, the Lord said, go back again to the same place, minister to the same people under the same condition. It's amazing how you talk to God and he will ignore your pain and reply you back and say, continue. As though he were not aware of what you were going through. God, my finances are not speaking. And he says, keep tithing. And he says, Lord, this is 4 years. At least give me a consolation. Let someone sow a shoe into my life. Let me just verify that it's working. And God says, no, it doesn't have to be verified. My integrity has been tested too many times. Just continue. One day, hear me, you will cast the last tithe that will cause your vapor, the cloud in the sky. The Bible says, if the cloud be full of rain. Let me tell you the power of consistency. A man of God gave this analogy and it blessed me so much. If your rain is supposed to fall, hear me, as a result of a tank being filled, your consistency is like the size of the vessel you are using. Are we together? Some of you will use a spoon and pour water in the tank and wake after 5 years and you are crying, whereas there are people looking for anything they can fetch this water with. Are we together? They finish praying for 8 hours. They just call and say, your mother's case has become worse. They say, no problem. Consistency. I will continue. You know why people fail? We doubt our convictions when results don't come. And the secret is not to do anything else. It's just to continue doing what you are doing. The ministry of the word, prayer, and obedience will always be the master key to all things. Are we together? The law of honor, for instance, was designed to lift men to enviable dimensions. For 3 years, you have honored everyone, but nothing has seemed to work in your life. There was a time in my life, I sowed seeds. I was almost sowing myself. Are we together? I gave tithes for seeds that had not yet come to me. I took whole, for instance, if someone gave me 20,000, I will remove 2,000 and still sow 18,000 in advance for 180,000 I expected. That's how much I stretched my faith. Yet nothing seemed to happen. Absolutely nothing. Are we together? We prayed and we cried and we asked God to intervene in certain situations. He didn't come. Oh, he didn't show up. The worst happened, I tell you. But it did not change our convictions. Is God speaking to someone here? We have this low capacity that every time things do not happen the way we expect, we just feel we are wrong. The key may be to keep knocking. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says ask and keep asking. Give us Matthew 7:7, please, amplified. Ask and keep asking. Knock and keep knocking. Seek and keep seeking. You don't knock once. Are we together? Is God challenging us? Consistency. Show me a man that is unbending on his pursuit. Show me a man with a bulldog kind of resilience. I show you a man who will weary failure till he lets him go. You know, I said something. If I wake up tomorrow morning blind, I assure you by night, my eyes would have opened. Many of us are not desperate for miracles. The way you approach life, very easy, play it safe, let's be intelligent, we went to school. No, receivers are desperate people. And there are people who will stay. January miracle service. Lord, I'm trusting you for that cancer. You go back to the hospital. The result says even multiplying. February miracle service, you stand again. By March, the devil say, don't mock yourself. Are you not seeing how close you are to your grave? Write a book quickly so that at least your children will have something to eat with. And you refuse. The pain is still there. I know one thing that can weary Satan. I used it against him. Persistence. I tell you, you may not have every spiritual strength you need. You may not understand all the mysteries, but a man who refuses to bend, you have wearied Satan forever. Don't forget that the strength of darkness is the fatigue of humans. The devil knows, listen to my message, why revivals fail. Why revivals die. The humanity of men. Satan knows that I cannot be praying forever. And while I'm praying, it looks like nothing is happening. And then the devil just makes it look like there are many ways to get to the palace. Find an alternative. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Are we together? I remember those times I used to borrow shoe and borrow suit to go and preach. When they invited me for a ministration, the person to give me shoes is different. The person to give me suit, at least I could afford shirt. I don't even know how I got it. Are we together? I would wear it and look smart. And sometimes the painful part of it is you'll be asked to teach on prosperity. Do you know how painful it is to teach on something you are a victim of? It takes faith. You are preaching on prosperity, your shoe is borrowed. Suit borrowed. Yet you have the audacity to say God is still faithful. And someone comes to you, the little honorarium that time, 1,000, 2,000, somebody says he's hungry. You now give him 500 naira from it. They believe you are so rich. And you believe it is true. Even though you do not have any evidence. Persistence. I remember a time when God, I don't know how many times in my life I have emptied my account. I tell you, it will only take maybe my account officer to help calculate. I mean empty 0.00 naira. Not reserved for rainy days. I assure you that rainy day will come if you don't secure the roof over your head through diligence and consistency. There were times I would go for ministration, and the moment I'm done, God knows that I may not even have transport to go back. And the people say, man of God, Kai, you are such an anointed man. We'll get back to you. And the Lord bless you. Usually God, Kai, I love this God. Quarter to shame, he always shows up. When you are about to, when it's supposed to backfire, he will just come with a strategy. That's to tell you he's watching. Are we together? God is speaking to someone here. What you may need is not a new principle. You already know the principle. What you need is grace to remain there. Or you already know the keys. You have been taught. The fear of the Lord. You have been taught. The ministry of destiny helpers. You have been taught. The key is not to learn something new. The key is to stay there and strike on that wall. Oh God, it's 5 years I'm still barren. They call you at home and say, we just found somebody new. Better than the former herbalist. This guy is more effective. I say, no. Stay there. That's what by the grace of God has brought us thus far. Do you know, brothers and sisters, I submit to you, the miracles and the things that God has been doing in my life and is doing in my life right now. I had to go back and ask, what am I doing that is new? I found out I wasn't doing anything new. The season had just come. Ah! There is something called an appointed time. When your heavens open. 5 minutes to your appointed time, it will still look ordinary. Nothing. Ordinary. Until that downpour just comes on you. You will have to call people to say, what is happening? You would think it's because of something you told God yesterday. No. Your consistency is now paying off. So the day the child will come, first child, triplets. Second child, twins. People say, God, take it easy. I said, don't ask me to take it easy. I waited 8 years. This is balance one per year. And you add and balance it, eight of them. Are we together? Turn to your neighbor and say, I know my season will come. Are we together? Sometimes, let me tell you, listen to my message, spiritual timings. It may be that God is preparing a table for you in a way he wants to garnish that celebration and put honor upon your life. If Joseph were released in Potiphar's house, he would have gone back to his father's house. They would have clapped for him for safe arrival. Go back to the farm and take care of the animal. But God said, no, I need to lift this man. He leads me and guides me to the city up above. He leads me and guides me to my place of destiny. He leads me and guides me to the city up above. He leads me and guides me to my place of destiny. Hallelujah. I have seen blessings upon my life. The things I used to wish that people would do for me, they do it today and call it a privilege. I fought the Abuja people and they said, man of God, whether you agree or not, we have come together and we must celebrate your birthday. We are not asking you to bring anything. Years ago, I would have begged. Oh, why don't you celebrate it? Thank God for the mind he gave me to not even frustrate myself. But today, the blessings of God. Let me tell you something. What you see that is a mockery to your life will not last forever. You were not born with it. I prophesy to you, you wouldn't die with it. Are we together? Who said it will be out rent issue forever? Do you not know it has an expiry time? You are paying the rent and they are insulting you, but you are tithing. Just keep watching. You are investing in yourself. Just keep watching. Oh, the naysayers are talking. Let them talk. You need them. They are the enemies that God will prepare a table for you before. Don't stop them. Don't say, shh, keep quiet. Let them shout the problem loud. So when the solution comes, they will know your God is alive. Are we together? Never be embarrassed when you are crying. Never allow your pain. They will misunderstand you. You will weary yourself trying to explain yourself. It's a waste. They are called critics. They are not friends. For you are God alone. From before time began, you were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, through the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. For you are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. Yes, but you are still in 300 level. Let me tell you, if you wore a matriculation gown, you will wear a convocation gown. I'm not motivating you. This is a prophetic message from the depth of my heart. I show you a secret that wearies Satan. When I found it, that Satan had a weak point. Consistency wearies him. Consistency does not mean you will not be tired. You are humans. But with the tears in your eyes, you are saying, I will continue. Lord, you seem so far away. A million miles on what it is today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. That's someone's testimony right now. But I don't know what to say, and I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, we all that's in my heart, I will sing, I will pray, even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will sing. Hallelujah. I asked a gentleman to come here. He was about committing suicide from what he told me. Just a few minutes before Koinonia started, from aviation. He called me and said, I'm about to take my life. I'm about to kill myself. And I said, come for miracle service. I hope he's here. Let me tell you something. You want to bring joy to the devil? Let him watch you cry in weariness. Is greater than death. Let me tell you, Satan's ultimate desire is not death. That torture pleases him more than death. He likes to see when people cry in defeat. So this is how my life will be. So I went to school for nothing. I paid school fees for nothing. So this is how I will not get married. I'm 39. This is what is going to happen in my life. Oh, so this HIV is true. I thought it was joke, but right now, I'm coming to terms with the fact that I have 6 months to die. And the devil loves that. That's exactly what he wants. But when he finds people like us, who say, Lord, blessings or no blessings, you have done something to me. The moment you hear bad news, before it lands, you attack it with tongues. And the devil will say till now, and you say you are joking. You've not seen anything else. When you are about to be weary, another strength comes. He dug a well and they covered it. He said, no problem, we will dig again. Dug another well and they covered it. He said, no problem. I learned a lesson from the ants. My toilet has a little compartment. And I started noticing ants because of the rain. They were trying to make a house somewhere there. Are you getting the point? I deliberately refused to pour water on them because the Bible says we should learn from the ants. I'm not a fool, but I'm wise enough to learn from them. I kept watching these ants day and night. And I think when I traveled, I'm sure my people that work for me came and just cleaned that toilet and washed everything. But I was surprised. I thought they would cry. When I got back, I found out they had started again. I said, my message for tonight, consistency. Consistency. Have you seen men who you thought it was their end? And after 2 years, Mama, are you still alive? He said, I'm still alive, oh. I told you I would not die. At a point in time, family members will even discuss and say, look, let's just encourage her. I think we should release her. Mama says, you are joking. I'm not going anywhere. I don't know what the devil has put as a load upon your head and has spoken to you that you will never see the other side of the miracle. I want to announce to you that today, that situation must change. Are we together? Yes. Not everybody here is here because they are sick. But I tell you, more people have gone through hell from January till today than they have in the last 10 years. Walk on the road and see people talking to themselves. You think they are talking to you until you wave them and you find out they are not even seeing you. Frustration. They are about to give up. I don't know how many car accidents we saw today. And we did not see the other car that was hit. Meaning the person threw himself out of frustration. The devil, there is a plot from the kingdom of hell to weary believers and make them think God is not faithful. Because that's the whole goal. News after news. Bad news after bad news. And at a point you sit down and say, Kai, is this thing working? Whether I eat my tithe or I pay it, I found out that the same result happens. Nothing. Let me tell you something. It's the waiting process that takes time. The manifestation comes speedily. Learn this. Manifestation does not come with time. It comes overnight. Overnight. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I want you to make two decisions tonight. One, that you will never complain and grumble again. It looks like an impossible situation, but I want you to make that determination that from today, I will never find myself opening my mouth to say, God, why? Why me? Why not you? Who else? Make a decision today. Hear me at this miracle service, that you will never complain again. That you will tell yourself, my God is good all the time, regardless of my experiences. This is how I am. You will never hear me open my mouth and say, God, why now? I wanted tea, only sugar came. Can you bring Bonvita and hot water? No. God, you are faithful at all times. Are we together? The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Right? Make that decision. Decision number two. Make up your mind to be ever thankful. Ever thankful. Not when you get a testimony. Make it a lifestyle. Many of us thank God when they give you a testimony. Oh, a new shoe just arrived. A new tie just arrived. You must make up your mind. Let people believe that every day is Christmas or New Year for you because of your attitude of gratitude. People come to your house and you say, Lord, I thank you because you are faithful. Thank you for abundance. You are a good God. And your friend says, I thought you said you just have garri, no sugar. You say, exactly. Say, somebody just sent you an alert, Abi. No, my God is faithful. That's how I am. In Nigeria, yes, that's how I am. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. God is ministering to you.
To the Holy One.
Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ. Sing it with faith in your heart. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, because of what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
I'm challenging you to make decisions that will keep you consistent. Number one, avoid complaint. Nothing slows down consistency. Nothing produces inconsistency as a life full of bitterness and complaint and grumbling. Let me tell you something. Murmuring is sin. Murmuring is not just wrong. Write it down. Murmuring is sin. You find out from scripture how people perished for murmuring. The Bible says they limited the Holy One by murmuring. Complaining. Lord, you should have done this. Lord, you should have done this. And make a decision under God. Advise yourself that I need to be consistent. And I will never find myself murmuring and complaining again. That does not mean everything will be a bed of roses, I tell you. Challenges will come. But you must make up your mind. Make up your mind that you will not murmur. Number two, thanksgiving, I told us. That's the second decision that will make you consistent in life. Thanksgiving. Whether you have a reason to be thankful or not, find a reason. One of our dear ladies in Lagos, we were at their house yesterday to visit with the family. And I think I've shared the story. She may even be following online right now. This lady, about 3 years ago, during her birthday, her friends just poured, I can't remember what they poured now, caustic soda. And the lady became blind on her birthday. Her friends, careless friends rejoicing without sense, poured caustic soda. And now the lady for 3-4 years now is blind. But let me tell you, I've not seen a human being happier than that lady till yesterday. I promised her that the next time we were in Lagos, we would visit her. We were so tired yesterday, but I made up my mind to visit with the family. And when we got there, she was blind. When she felt my hands, she was shouting, "Apostle," she was so happy. We were the first people to give me a birthday gift. Lovely father, lovely mother, lovely everyone. And the lady was so happy, joyful. Never for once did she tell me, "Apostle, but will my eyes open?" It seemed as though it was not even her business. She was talking to me that she was going abroad because she was in 300 level when she went blind. So nothing for schooling again. She was saying, "Apostle, I want to go abroad and study psychology and counseling." And we're laughing. That's a blind person. A blind lady who would have planned to be married maybe by now. Supposedly her destiny shattered. Is it not when your eyes is open that you can see money to collect? Very happy lady. She challenged me sincerely. I thought about that experience even while we came today. I said, "My goodness. That means your circumstances do not have to determine the extent of your joy, your gratitude. You can choose to respond instead of reacting. Oh, this is unfavorable, but God is still faithful. And Lord, I thank you." Everybody say, "Thank you, Jesus." Say it from the depth of your heart. "Thank you, Jesus." Hallelujah. When you thank God, you frustrate Satan. "Thank you, Jesus. I thought my pension will come. It's 5 years now. But I thank you. You are still faithful. I thought we'll be able to complete the house in 2014. But till now, we've not even lifted it to lintel level. But I thank you that I have a land. I may not have a structure on it." In 1 minute, can you find everything God has done in your life and tell him thank you? Forget about what he has not done. If you do not have anything, you are a liar. Go ahead, mention them. Go ahead and mention them. "Lord, you are faithful." "Oh, thank you, Jesus, for life, for strength, for health." Tell him thank you. "I may not have a house, but I am sane enough to even think of sleeping." Are you grateful, Koinonia? Those outside, for some of you, this is your miracle. As you are thanking God, you will find out that that sickness is no more there. It responds to gratitude. "Lord, I may not have money, but thank you, I have an account that is ready to receive your favor."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Decision number three that will help you become consistent and persistent is to walk in love. Walk in love. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Once there is no love in your heart, you just punctured the tank of your destiny. Get set for an empty tank. The moment there is no love, it's better that you do not have faith. It's better that you do not have faith, I guarantee you. When all else fail in your life, make sure your love does not fail. Love. The antidote to offense. You will find men and women who will be sarcastic. They will say things. Are you aware that that woman is barren? In case they've not told you, know it now. It's been 8 years. All the children you see in her house are adopted. When you hear such a news, it can break your spirit. What if your own friends let you down? What if those you trust, you committed secrets to them about your life and they dashed it on the floor? Let me tell you something. The Bible says, blessed are you when you are not offended. There are 1,001 reasons to be offended. Believe me when I tell you I have no offense in my life. There is no man on earth that is in any blacklist. I don't even have it. I'm a happy person. Every list is white. Vision and fulfillment. No blacklist. Now, as a leader, you can imagine how people treat you every day. From waking up to all kinds of things. On the road, someone wants to jam you and then he's insulting you again. And you now turn and tell him your father or your mother or whatever it is that you want to use. And then you quickly remember that, there's miracle service today. Now, are we together? People can be so foolish, they can annoy you. People can be so careless, they can annoy you. Your loved ones can be so insensitive. But you must make up your mind today that you will walk in love. Walk in love and watch how cheap Satan is. Watch how the mountains before you will melt like wax. It says love never fails. Everybody repeat it after me. In Nigeria, where we are looking for insurance and guarantee, I give you one. Are we together? Many insurance companies will come and say, come and work with us, do business with us. We are 150 years old. We can insure you. We can insure your life and your car. I found something in life that does not fail. Greater than potentials. Love. Never. Not love can fail and then readjust itself. Love never fails. I give you the fail proof. The fail proof key to living. Walk in love. Genuinely and passionately. Make room for love in your heart. Towards people you don't like. Towards people who insult you. Make up your mind that forever the love of God has consumed me. And you will see how the anointing will multiply in your life. You will see how God will... Let me tell you, I have used this in my life. God has used love to turn mountains. What my faith could not do, my love did for me. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. Sing majesty. Majesty. Sing majesty. Majesty. Forever we are changed.
Forever we are changed by your love.
We're in the presence
of your majesty.
I'd like you to pray for yourself in 1 minute and say, Lord, take away bitterness from my heart. That spirit of bitterness and anger. That that rejoices when I'm afflicting pain at others. Oh, apostle, you don't know what they did to me. I don't care. I don't care what happened to you. Walking in love is a choice. Walking in love is a choice. Hear me, I'm speaking to you by the Spirit. You can choose to walk in love. I will never forgive that woman till Jesus comes. Then you are not ready to see the power of God in your life. The third decision that can make you consistent is to walk in love. Anytime, every time, at all times. Hallelujah. Never allow yourself be a victim of communicating lack of love. I hate this person. Are you aware that I hate Pastor Alpha? Are you aware that I hate Mama? I'm just keeping quiet. The day his cup will be full. See, let me tell you, those who talk like that never go far. Don't you ever think you will compromise on the law of love and get miracles. Only herbalists give miracles without love. The initiator of miracle is love. He was moved with compassion. He saw them as sheep without shepherd. Although they were insulting him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Love. Love. The last decision that will help you become consistent. Are you ready? Is vision. Vision. The Bible says without vision the people perish. The word perish was not accurately translated. The word there is to cast off restraint. In other words, to veer off from a path. Vision. And nothing keeps vision like the memory of the prophecy that backs it. Nothing keeps vision like the memory of the prophetic word that came with that vision. I may not remember what I said, but God told me. I remember. God told me I would build that house. I remember what he told me in 200 level, that I would be a PhD holder. God told me. Prophecy is powerful. It keeps men consistent. The moment you are about to gas out, a prophetic word comes. And God says, what did I tell you before you got married? Did I not tell you after 4 years I will lift you? You are just in the third year. Don't give up. My word still stands. And it supplies strength. And you can fire on. What did I tell you before you would start that business? I told you that I will lift you. And so you stand. Many of us forget the prophetic words upon our lives. We trivialize it. Now I know that we live in a generation where everybody is a prophet. Somebody just sees you and says something that is not worth remembering. But I tell you, when you hear something that is of God, there are things God has spoken about in my life, I even forgot them. When they happened, I went back, I had to go back and check my notes and said, my God, you said this. You said this. The first time God spoke to me about Koinonia was 2005. I wrote it down, but I didn't pay attention. So when God spoke to me about starting it, I think it was last year or so, I was going through all of my notes during my retreat and I saw it there. I said, my goodness. When God speaks, hear me, he is worth believing. Whether you have any evidence or not, just believe him foolishly. God, you said by December I will own a house. This is June. There is no land available. I have 5,000 in my account, home and abroad. And God says, so what? I never told you you will buy the house. I said you will have a house. There are many ways to have a house. It can be given. Someone can lack his sleep and God says, this is the man to bless. You know, many of us don't believe God can move in these dimensions. I believe him. Absolutely, I believe him. Are we together? I believe God with all my heart because I know he is faithful. There are things he has said to us as a ministry. There are things he has said to me as a person. I have watched one by one. One by one. And there are many more that will come to pass. I want to ask you a question. What has God said concerning your life? What prophecy has come upon you? As a family of faith, God declared unto us that this is our year of what? Multiplied grace and influence. God saw fuel crisis when he made that statement. God saw the dollar nosediving, the naira nosediving when he made that statement. It's up to you to remain consistent or join those who are making noise and perish with them. God's obsession is to be trusted. He wants to be trusted. Are we together? If he said it, I believe it. If it does not work, at least I won't die. But I know that I believe him. Do you believe God? Let me tell you something. There is nothing God will tell you that looks possible. If God tells you something that looks possible, you didn't hear him. Because God speaks from his realm. He will never tell you what is possible. Your brain and your job can tell you, save to 200,000. In 5 months, you have 1 million. Go and buy Toyota Camry. That's your brain. But God says, I will give you the treasures of darkness. And he said, God, how? The how is none of your business. Here's how the Bible puts it. He said, just as you do not know the way of the wind, nor how bones are formed in the womb of her that is with child, so also you do not know the way of the Lord. God works in mysterious ways. Are we together? Somebody called me. He's getting married next month. And he said they did the budget. They updated it and it was 2.7. I said, how much do you have? And he said he has 40,000. And I said, don't laugh. Listen, he's not an irresponsible person. I can tell you this. It's just that he's in a situation right now and he needs a miracle. And he said, man of God, will this thing come to pass? I said, you even have 40,000 and you are complaining. Ask those who had only 5 loaves and 2 fish and were about to feed 5,000 people immediately. Time was not given. Immediately, 5 loaves. I love Jesus. What a man that inspires me. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, ask them to sit down. If you don't believe God enough to sit down, no bread for you. You have to prove that you sitting down means be at rest. Because your standing is, let me watch in case it doesn't happen. Let me quickly dodge. And God says, I don't work like that. You must be still. Then you will know that I am God. You can't be busy and say, Lord, be proving it while I wage my faith. Because I'm used to you disappointing me. No. I love Esther. If I perish, I perish. Are there such people this night? Men who will believe God. I'm motivating you and speaking over your life to continue and be consistent. Who told you it will never come to pass? The person who is laughing at you is also on earth trying to figure out his own life. What confidence do they have? It's like two people, you are writing exams and the person is laughing and say you are sweating, Abi. Whereas he's writing the same exam. Is he not foolish? I'm speaking to somebody here by the Spirit of the Living God that the Egyptians you see today that have mocked you, Kaba Kasuta Pratika Parieta, the Egyptians you see today, you are not the first to see Egyptians. This man standing before you lives with Egyptians. It's not that I saw them. There is a level you get to as a leader. You don't conquer challenges. You walk through them. They become your companions. Ah, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, I fear no evil. He says, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then he says this, thou prepare. You are not in a hurry, you are taking your time to prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. We are going to pray. God is ministering to us. Please, I want to challenge somebody. Go back and hold that thing you were doing and continue. I don't know who asked you to stop that business. I know what stopped you. Pain stopped you. You opened the shop and everything dried. Go and open it again. Let them laugh at you. Go and open it. When you succeed, they will bite their words again. Are we together? Yeah. Don't mind Nigerians and their sarcastic way of laughing people out of destiny. That's why only few people ever succeed. Are we together? The Lord is asking me to prophesy to someone here that you should go back to what He asks you to do. God asks you to put your hand on that plow. I'm speaking specifically concerning work and career and business. There are people God directed to certain things, but because of your pain and failure, you are saying, look, I want to follow the path of least resistance. That's the path of failures. Are we together? Yeah. Never allow pain stop you from being consistent. Never allow the mockery of people. While they were mocking Noah, he was busy building the ark. While they were mocking him, after 90 years he continued. 100 years he continued. After 120 years, God said, Noah, get into the ark. I'm about to send the rain as I said. God told you this year, you will hold your first million. And you are saying, God, this is June. This is June. And God says, don't insult me. I am more than able to wipe your tears. It's up to you to believe God. Oh, this year, you will get married. God, as I'm speaking to you right now, there is no man in my life. The last man who came as careless as he came, that's how he went. And God says, it doesn't matter. How long does it take to settle you? Let me tell you, it doesn't take time to marry. It just takes vision and finances. Once there is no money, you shift dates. When God brings His blessings, He brings every resource to make it happen. Are we together? Yeah. God said you will be gainfully employed this year. It's June. And the last place where you were holding on to, Air Force, just came out day before yesterday. Your name is not there. Are we together? The person who would help you just called and said, look, young man, I thought we'll be able to fix you up at Shell or Chevron. But I'm sad to announce to you, even us, we are standing to maintain our position. And then you will know that by the arm of flesh shall no man prevail. That's the time to hand over to God. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. It is well with me.
I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well.
One more time.
With
Lord, I believe.
He is standing by my side to bring His word to pass. He reigns.
Say na 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 de na na ma la na mo sa na na de. Our God is an awesome
God.
Rise up on your feet.
lives you reign. Yes, you
reign. He was standing by my side to bring His word to life.
He reigns.
He
reigns. Sing it to Him from your heart.
He reigns.
Our God is an awesome
God.
For the last time now,
you
reign, you reign, you reign. Abracabara, da ba da ba.
Your voice and say, Lord, I challenge unbelief. I'm a believer. You are not a liar. When you speak, you bring your word to pass. Are you praying inside and outside? I believe you. I believe you, I believe you, I believe you, I believe you. Manda brata shabarada balada bakosa pratika de balada ba. Go ahead and say, Lord, I believe you. You are not a man that you should lie. You are not the son of man that you should repent. I hold on to prophecy. I hold on to prophecy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like you to open your mouth and cry before God. Tell Him what must happen in your life this night. What you are tired of that must leave you today. Not tomorrow. Lift your voice and pray. Don't be a doubter. The power of God is able to touch you and change your situation. You've heard the testimonies of others. Pray, pray. Is part of the meeting. Tonight, I hold on to the four horns of the altar. Don't stop, you are praying. The Lord will do a quick work here tonight. Change my story, O God. Change that genotype, O God. Open up that womb, O God. Rakata baba kaparada basi katabala na barias. Unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Heal and deliver in this place. Heal and deliver in this place.
Heal and deliver
in this place. Have your way. Send your anointing in this place. Send your anointing. Send your anointing in this place.
Send your way.
Hallelujah. Please lift your hands, everybody. Tonight will be an extraordinary night. It will be very fast what the Lord will do. Very fast. The message is what you have received. Very fast. I like you to expect miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, no instruments. Stop. Just lift your hands. Just lift your hands. That's the instruction God is giving me. Lift your hands, everybody. I want to pray. I want to pray, and I'm hearing the word breakthrough. That's the first thing I'm praying for. Listen, please. The moment I begin to pray that prayer of breakthrough, I want you to bring everyone under the anointing for that word. For some of you, it will surprise you the way the power of God will come upon you. I tell you, the moment the power of God touches you, know that this prophecy is for you. I hear the word breakthrough. Breakthrough. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I don't know where they are. Right now. I stretch my hands across the length and breadth of this congregation. Right now, everyone under the influence of this prophetic word. Right now, right now, right now. The first overflow outside. Right now, right now, right now. Breakthrough. There is an angel of the Lord identifying men. Breakthrough. Bring them in. Breakthrough. Kata la kata. It's time for you to step into levels of breakthrough. 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 I prophesied. As I mentioned that word, the grace, the anointing is visiting you. That stumbling block leaves you now. Breakthrough. 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 Angels of breakthrough. I release them across this congregation. Right now. In all the overflows, the thousands following us online, breakthrough. The power of God is touching you right where you are, right now. Right where you are, breakthrough. Shabakata la katia. Mande brakesi kataya. The Lord will do a quick work tonight. A quick work tonight. He's touching you without delay, without delay. If it's your case, God visits you at once. If it's your case, God visits you at once. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. That's what I hear in my spirit. There are still others. There are still others. I see another wave of anointing coming. Breakthroughs. breakthroughs. That's what God is bringing right now. We'll be very fast tonight. Our time is gone. I tell you, there is enough anointing for anything you want. It's going to be a fast word. The Lord told me once, I mentioned the case. His power moves. I hear delay in my spirit. Get ready. Keep playing, Mike. Be sensitive, please. The strings. Right now, everyone under the influence of the spirit of delay. Delay. Just for delay. Right now. Right now, like a string cut from you. Right now, like a string cut from you. Inside and outside. I command that spirit to leave. Delay, delay, delay. Any destiny here under the influence of delay, you can't stand it. You can't stand it. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost destroying delay, that embargo of delay. You are cursed by the God of heaven. Cursed by the God of heaven. Cursed by the God of heaven. Shabakatalapatia. The spirit of delay, I curse you over God's people. This is a miracle service. Delay that has kept you down, that has kept you down, that has kept your family down. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everybody. The Lord wants to visit families. The second overflow outside. I see the Lord touching men. As I begin to pray right now, every family under any embargo, at the count of three, fire falls on you now. One, two, three. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. Inside, outside. Embargoes over families. Embargoes over families. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. By the message of the God of heaven. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. It's coming on you like rain, like the dew of heaven. Take that fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know who this mama is, but madam, an angel of the Lord is touching you right now. As I'm speaking to you, fire is coming upon you. An angel of the Lord right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Oh God, once again confirm this call and anointing. Hallelujah. 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 I'm seeing several gates opening. Hear me. And the Lord said, this is the womb of many people. Please, I want to pray for you right now. The Lord is opening barren wombs. That's what God is showing me. Whether miscarriage or no children completely, I don't care what it is. Lift your hands for you and for your loved ones. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the power to perform be released right now. Every barren womb for you and your loved ones. I open it right now, right now, right now, right now. I open every barren womb. I open every barren womb. Right now, every barren womb. Be open. Be open. Be open. Barren wombs. Be open. Barren wombs. Be open. Kapatalata. Seketekete reposia. Barren wombs. Be open. Barren wombs. Be open. Be open.
Will you open up the gates? The gates. Open up the doors. I command every closed door over your destiny. Open up the gates. The gates. Open up the doors. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Shout it in the name of Jesus. Every gate and every door over my destiny be open right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Be open. There is an anointing to open it. Every gate, every door, kaparakata, kepere shopa. Fire is burning in this place. I command gates. I command doors. Be open now. I command gates. I command doors. Be open now. I command gates. I command doors. Be open now. Hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Every chain tying my life, stopping me from making progress, in the name of Jesus, chains be broken. Open your mouth and pray. I break that chain. I break that chain. Kabataya. It's time to move forward by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost, chain. Shakata pakata leketekete, reketeketekete with the boss. Embrekete kotoso tokotos, makata ba 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 ba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everybody. I want to challenge powers. I tell you, there are spirits that sit on the destinies of people. I believe that the prayer I'm about to pray for you right now will challenge this spirit. Hear me. There are men, there are women under the influence of strange spirits. That's right. That will stop them from advancing. But right now, at the count of three, everywhere in all the overflows, Father, I pray, once again validate this anointing. Once again validate this apostolic and prophetic call. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. And I command every spirit to leave. One, two, three. Right now, every power, every spirit, out of them now, out of their destiny now. Strange spirits, like fire, it comes upon you. Abababakata lekete, shakata rakata. Mariketo soto peketia, the refiner's fire, setting men free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. Lift your hands. Kabarakotea. I tell you, I feel this thing on me right now. I want to pray for you. Watch this. The Lord is showing me a vision, and this is what I see. I see stones and I see fire falling on it. And the Lord says, these are the altars that have kept destinies down. Hear me. If you belong to this category, physical fire will come on you. That devil must give way. Right now, I stand upon this apostolic call. I stand upon this prophetic call. right now. Fire, fire, fire on every devil. Fire on every spirit. Fire on every altar. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Let it burn every altar. Let it burn every altar. Release God's people. Release God's people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm prophesying. I see the Lord giving certain men direction. That direction will come like an anointing. You are asking God, what should I do? Where should I go? Right now, where are they, oh God? The power of God is coming on them. That's direction. You are receiving direction right now. Wherever you are, direction is coming. Direction is coming. Direction is coming. Confusion is ending. Direction on ministry. Direction on career. Direction on marriage. It comes to you right now. Right now. By the anointing. Direction is coming. Direction is coming. Direction is coming. Direction is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is giving me an instruction that we should pray in the spirit for 5 minutes intensely. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Something will happen to you. Go ahead. Blast in tongues for the next 5 minutes. Come on, pray. Rekoto shokata baba baba baba. Mata kapakoto shokotes. Eplas kabarata baba baba. Mata brakata lakate. Kabari kete. Epe koto shoketeya. Erekoto toto kata tata tata. Kabarata batashe. Rekete tete. Fire is burning. Rapakata tata tata. Fire is burning. I tell you, pray in the spirit. Fire is burning. Hallelujah. 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 Who is Regina? Regina, I hear a name, Regina. Regina. Fire is burning in this place. The Lord is going to do a quick work. Quick work. Mighty work. No power will stand tonight. No power will stand tonight. I command every power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. Listen to me. You know, birthdays are times when unusual requests are granted. It was during Herod's birthday that the head of a prophet went. Are we together? The best way to celebrate your birthday is to dethrone principalities and powers. Every spirit represented here, I'm saying it again, right now, no matter where you are hiding, I stand under this apostolic and prophetic anointing. If I be called and sent of God, right now, at the count of three, on your mark, get set. Go, 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 go. Out you go. Out you go. pack your load, pack your failure out of their destinies. Hallelujah. Regina. You are Regina, ma. Please come. Come on. I have to pray for you. I'm looking at you, ma. And I'm seeing the spirit of death upon you. I'm not a prophet of doom. I look at you and I'm looking at a corpse like somebody that has died. I'm seeing what they call it, cotton wool in the nose and the ears as I'm looking at you physically. And the Lord is saying it's time for your miracle. I don't know what is wrong with you. Come, walk to me, man. Hold my hands. Right now I command that spirit. Your time is over. Right now. Out! Right now. Be gone. Now. Be gone. Right now. Out! 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. It's time for this woman's deliverance. Who brought her? Who brought this madam? What's wrong with her? Come, talk to me. Oh, chronic leg ulcer. Ah, I see it here. It's not healing. What is it? It's rotting or something? It's rotting. It's refusing to dry up. That devil. Madam, you feel pain on your legs? Pain on your legs. You believe God will heal you? A spirit just left you. That's what they call leg ulcer. And the reason, I don't know if they diagnosed you, but I'm looking at you and I'm not even seeing a woman healed of ulcer. I'm seeing a woman healed of diabetes. Huh? That's the cause of this thing. That's why it's not here. I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what the Holy Spirit is telling me. This thing is diabetes, and that's why this thing is not healing. Stand up. Walk. Carry her up. Oh God, help your mother now. Why are you watching? Madam, look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ. No, you don't have to lift it. I bring life to these legs. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at the legs. Move it. Move it. Go ahead. Don't be afraid. Just look at me. Move it. Go ahead. Move it. Move it. Walk. Come. Come to me. Come. Come. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Look at this. Go ahead. Lift it up. Look at this. Look at a miracle happening to her. She's still under the power of the Holy Ghost. A miracle is happening to her. In the name of Jesus, lift it up. That devil goes. I command it to dry now. Not later. Right now. It dries up. Dries up by the power of the Holy Ghost. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. There is a lady from Kogi State. Right now, I don't know where she is, but you will locate her by a shout. I sincerely don't know what I'm saying. It's under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There is bondage that has been for so long in your family. And God is saying today, you are set free. From Kogi State, one lady. Fire will land on her wherever she is. Where is she from? Who knows her? Where is she from? Eh? Is she from Kogi State? Bring her out. It's time for the salvation of your family. I stretch my hands on you and I challenge every altar standing against your family. They must let you go right now. Right now, release her. I stand by an anointing and I challenge you. You are leaving right now. The Lord of Sabaoth brings judgment upon you. In the name of Jesus. Right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, release her life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 I don't know what God is doing with Kogi people. I'm hearing Okene, 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 Okene. Okene is a place in Kogi State. There is a visitation coming to that territory. Right now, people who belong from that territory, An anointing is coming right now. I'm not saying you should clap. I'm saying you should receive. Right now, I don't know where they are. But all those from Okene, I release an anointing right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Inside and outside. Strange visitations. God is bringing visitation to that territory. Right now. If you are from that place, that name is a code in the spirit. It locates you wherever you are. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, everyone, stretch your hands towards me. I see something. Hallelujah. Please hear me. Stretch your hands towards me. I see something like medals being given to people. And the Lord is saying as this medal comes, He's increasing the grace upon their lives. Like medals. That's what I'm saying. And the Lord said you should stretch your hands. I release my hands back to you right now. Not everybody, but there are people wherever they are. Shatabata. Deketetete. Eparakata. Shaparikete. Rise, rise, rise. Rise in the spirit. Rise in the spirit. Rise in the spirit. Kapatata tikete. Ereketetete. Kabaratusoporia. Hallelujah. Prayer HOD. Come and hold your hands of your assistant quickly. Come and stand, two of you. Hold your hands and lift it up. A new grace. The gifts of the Spirit is coming on both of you right now. Strange gift. The Lord is saying is the season for you to begin to walk in the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. Lift your hands. I see gifts falling on people. Gifts falling on people. Gifts, 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 right now. Gifts, help them please, help them. Gifts, there are men of God receiving gifts. Men of God, men in ministry receiving gifts right now. I activate it, I activate it. Kapatayada. I activate it right now, right now. Gifts, gifts, the prophetic. Gifts, the prophetic. Gifts, the prophetic. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Kapa shakata, patikata di kabaritos. Job said there is a path which no eye has seen. The whelps of the lion has not gotten there. Hallelujah. I'm still praying for gifts again. Because I see it. Hear me. There are many people. You don't hear me pray this prayer. But I hear word of knowledge. There are people who need to step into the revelatory gifts of the Spirit. Wherever you are, I stand upon this anointing. Receive it right now. Revelatory gifts. Revelatory gifts. Revelatory gifts. Ayayayayayayayay. Revelatory gifts. Kapatata. Rakatatata. Abarata. I stretch my hands. Step into that level. The word of knowledge. The gift of prophecy. The discerning of spirits. Ay, Hallelujah. 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 I'm looking at a vision the Lord is showing me, and I'm seeing the exact color of my dress. And the Lord says it's a mantle of favor. Listen, it's going to mantle people right now as I speak. Please hear me. Lift your hands. Favor. It's a mantle. You can wear it like a garment. Father, I pray there are people, this is the miracle you need. That mantle of favor. Across this building, the overflow, the next overflow, online, right now, on everyone, everyone under the sound of my voice, may mantles of favor come upon you right now. Mantles of favor come upon you right now. Lord, on everyone, let no one be left. Let no one be left. Wear it like a garment. Wear it like a garment. Wear it like a garment. Let it open strange doors for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our time is gone. We have to be fast. My goodness. Now, listen. Before we pray for the sick, there's no time to just pray and ask them to come. So we pray for the sick. But before we do that, if you have your prayer request, lift it up. This is very strange what the Lord shows me. Usually, we bring it out and lay it here. But the Lord is asking, please, if it's in a phone, maybe your loved ones wrote it, lift the phone up. It's not, we're not playing games. Please, please, don't come and waste your time. There is a God that answers prayers. My dear, come. You are Regina. I have to pray for you. Because the Lord is telling me that He wants to end captivity in your family. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is a lot of suffering and pain in your family. And the Lord is asking that I pray for you. Number one. Number two, for you. The Lord is saying I should tell you, it stops. I don't know what is that, but the Lord is saying it stops. From today, it stops. Hold my hands. Father, bring your word to pass in the life of this lady. Right now, in the name of Jesus, over your family, I command that that pain, that captivity comes to an end. And for you, the prophecy is that it stops. I don't know what it is, but I stop it right now. Right now, right now, right now. Right now, it stops. Kaba Shiba Ratusia. Ende la rusa prasku barita shubriata baladaba. Those online, I know that there are hundreds of prayer requests. No problem. The media department is stretching it by faith. Those outside, don't worry, you will lift it before we submit it. If there's something you should write and you've not written, you will quickly write it before we pray. But the Lord is just asking me to lift it up. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray on it. And the Lord says for us to hold it and just pray in tongues for just a minute. Seriously and violently on your request. Are we together? In 1 minute, just speak over it. Shabaratuke. Are you not the God that answers prayers? Lord, when you speak, it may look foolish. When you speak, it may look foolish, but we choose to be foolish in obedience to your word. Pray! Answers are falling. Answers are falling from heaven. just in 1 minute. Shabakata. Answers are falling. Answers are falling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please lift it up. Lift it up. I want to speak over it. The Lord is going to open the eyes of many people here as I pray. And you will see the requests on fire. Physically. At least I see 7 people having this experience. Physically, you will see fire. I'm not saying physical fire. I'm saying when the Lord opens your eyes, you will see it as though burning. That's what is going to happen. Father, you have given an instruction. We are foolish enough to obey you. Right now, upon this request, the fire that brings performance. Shakata bakata. Zike kerebo soto barata. Parite shalianaka. Denda kaporoso patianabaka. The fire that brings answers. Let it begin to fall, oh God. On prayer requests right now. Let the fire that brings answers fall on them. Turning the requests into testimonies. Turning the requests. Kabashikata. Ente karata. There's authority in this place. Turning the requests into testimonies. Hallelujah. Now begin to forward them to the ushers. Please, ushers, quickly start collecting them. While they are doing that, please be careful with those in front. Some of them are under the anointing, so don't match them. You are here trusting God for healing. Specifically, I want to lay my hands on you now. Make your way to the front. You came with a sick person. It's time to bring them to the front very quickly. As we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit's gentle touch is flowing. We believe. I like you to believe the Lord.
There is healing in your name.
As we worship in your presence, there is healing. Let your faith be alive. The power of God is already touching people.
It's flowing, Jesus. We believe, Jesus. There is healing in your name.
Hear me. Please listen. I don't care what the name of that sickness is. You must refuse and insist that plus your hair falling, you must be healed. Are you hearing? Don't say this one is not serious. When you are coming here, insist and say, Lord, from my head to my toe, I must be healed. As we minister to you by the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing is already touching people. Some of you, we may not even need to come close to you. It's the power of God. While that is happening, I want everybody in the congregation, we are going to maintain an attitude of prayer. No carelessness and gisting around. Begin to speak to God concerning your prayer request. There are so many people who are proud to tell you this is a place of healing. In every city and in every territory, God must find a place where He can extend His healing power to His people. The Lord is showing me all kinds of infirmities. HIV, diabetes, tumor, breast lump, a lot of breast lump. The Lord is going to heal you. Hallelujah. Ejimi, please come. We're going to pray. Listen, there is the anointing upon him. Come, Ejimi. There's fire upon my hands, and I want you to touch that anointing. Go ahead. That anointing. That's what the Lord says I should tell you to touch my hands and touch that healing anointing, that healing power. Miracle worker. You are the miracle worker.
Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today.
Father, please heal everyone here. Everyone. And for those you are standing for, you have the photos of everyone, don't worry. While we are coming, just show the photos, whether it's phone or whatever. We will lay hands on it. Believe God. Please, no commotion. As we pray for you, just gently walk to your seat. Because of time, we don't take instant testimonies. Please forgive us. But make sure you are praying. Don't just stand looking at others carelessly. Let your heart be open. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Help us.
You made a way.
Stretch your hands towards the prayer requests and begin to speak over them. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Those being prayed for, don't worry. Just focus. We are praying for you. But everyone, pray on the request. Out! Right now. Stretch your hands on the requests and pray. I command the spirit of death to leave you right now. Please stretch your hands. Make sure you are talking to the Lord. We are not just whiling away time.
You can move the mountains.
Prophesy and say, Lord, you will visit me. You will visit my request.
Savior, you can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior,
he can rule the mountains.
My God,
my God is mighty to save.
Yes, you
he
are.
Of the blind, there's no one like you.
Let her go right
now. Like
you. Be free in the name of Jesus. I set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Leave her right now. Go forever, never to return. I command that spirit to leave her.
Ashes will rise. There's no one like
out.
You.
Out! Right now.
There's none like you. Lift your voice and say,
our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is bigger, awesome in power.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater.
I'm
higher than any other. I'm higher.
Because our God is greater, is stronger, is higher than any other. His awesome in power, in power, in power.
Our time is gone. Thank you for your patience. It's called a miracle service. Please stretch your hands here. Those still on the healing lines, don't worry, Jimmy will handle you. Please stretch your hands. Let's save time very quickly. Prophesy, we are not wasting time, please. I want you to understand the nature of the service and what we are doing. Outside in any of the overflows, just stretch your hands and let's trust the God that heals. Go ahead and pray. Shabarako subredika shabriada. Are you praying? Prophesy. Lord, we declare the miracle working power of Jesus. The miracle working power of Jesus. The miracle working power of Jesus. Go ahead and prophesy. Lord, I declare that these requests are turned to testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare. We declare. We have brought them before the altar. They will never return to your life. You have handed it before the altar. It will never return to your life. You've handed it before the altar of God. It will never return to your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do three things very quickly. Very, very quickly. I'm going to speak over our lives right now. Immediately after that, we'll take the altar call. Our time is gone, but even if it's 2 minutes, we have to give people who are making commitments for the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everybody, and receive the final prophecy. These prophecies are powerful. That's why you hear people returning back with testimonies. The prophetic words change lives. In my opinion, you've heard me say it again and again, I believe this is the most powerful part of the miracle service. Not everyone may come out here. Not everyone may fall under the anointing, but the prophecy can come upon everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ. These Egyptians that you see over your life, over your destiny, I declare that by this miracle service, you see them no more forever. I declare that you see them no more forever. You see them no more forever. You see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has delayed you, the level you are supposed to have been, I don't know what that level is, but I don't know what stopped you from getting to that level right now. Between now and next miracle service, run with a dimension of speed you have never experienced. Run with a dimension of speed you have never experienced. Run with a dimension of speed you have never experienced. I pray for the works of your hands that has refused to grow. In the name of Jesus, I declare the month of June and July months of supernatural increase. That which is upon your hand is compelled to grow in the name of Jesus Christ. The kind of favor you have not seen from beginning of this year to this mid-year, I command in the name of Jesus, you will experience it. You will experience it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, revive now thy walk in the midst of the year. In the midst of the year. It says revive now thy walk. I don't know what has gone cold in your life. Maybe your prayer life. Maybe your word life. But by the mercies of the God of heaven I pray, let there be revival for you right now. Supernatural revival for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before danger shows up in your life, may God give you the eyes to see. Before men conspire against you, may God open your eyes to see. Hallelujah. Where men have said you can never get to, the embargo they have put on your destiny, I tear it out of your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for every student here. That unction, that anointing that gives men capacity to be extraordinary, I command it to fall upon you right now. I command it to fall upon you right now. For all final year students, there is a finisher's anointing. The grace that grants men access to finish. In the name of Jesus, as you push this one last time, may the heavens push with you. May the heavens push with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every disfavor, every bad luck, everything that does not represent the aura of favor in your life, I drive it far from your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever makes money run away from your hand, whatever makes it to change direction when it's almost getting to you, I command that spirit to live your life forever. I release abundance of financial supplies to you. Abundance of financial supplies. The spirit of fear that has stopped you from rising up and doing big things. In the name of Jesus, as this month comes to an end, it drives that spirit out of your life. I will always pray this prayer for you. I call again the helpers of your destiny. I don't know how to make you believe the power of this prayer, but in the name of Jesus, may they appear in your life. Hallelujah. I want to pray a special prayer for you. One of the blessings that God has given me in my life is unusual access. God has given me strange dimensions of access. Access to men of influence. Access to men of authority. I pray for you in this season. Whatever will connect you to men of influence, not just men who can help you, but men who have the ability to help you, may that connection happen in the name of Jesus. May that connection happen in the name of Jesus. Everything that has died in your hands, I don't care for how long, in the name of Jesus, I command resurrection upon it. I pray for you. The resources you have in your hand, grace comes upon it to multiply. Grace comes upon it to multiply. Grace comes upon it to multiply. In the name of Jesus. The presence of God that has distinguished men in this ministry, may that supernatural glory, that presence, may that aura go with you everywhere you go. Whoever has said no to you, I change their statements. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, I pray for your spiritual hunger. What good is it if you get money, you get all of these things, and with it you lose your passion? That whatever you lose in life, may your passion for God not be one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything you submitted here as a prayer request, we turn it to your testimony. We turn it to your testimony. We turn it to your testimony. In this period of my birthday, as the Lord blesses me, I pray that He will bless you too. Believe me, I'm praying for you from my heart, that whatever God does for me, by His mercies, the mercies of the God of David, may He do it for you. As God lifts me, may He lift you. As God wipes my tears, may He wipe your tears. In the name of Jesus Christ. The next time We're looking for men to stand and testify genuinely in the name of Jesus. May your testimonies be so heavy you cannot sit back there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone called barren, go and return with your miracle children. Everyone called jobless, go and return with a miracle job. Everyone due for promotion, you had the testimony of Prof. In the name of Jesus, may the God that lifts men promote you. Promote your loved ones. Promote you and your loved ones. In the name of Jesus. May you wake up in the morning and return back with miracles that will bring tears in your eyes. While you are sleeping, may God wake somebody to be wondering what to bless you with. Our time is gone, but receive this. I say it again, that while you are sleeping, may somebody else stay awake wondering how to bless you. Every gift you have, but there is no platform to give it expression so that it will bless you. There are many of us who have potentials, but those who need it, that access to them is far. I connect you to those who need your gift. I connect you to those who have the grace to celebrate you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. While others are walking, may you fly by the wings of the Spirit. May you fly by the wings of the Spirit. Don't doubt the prayer I'm praying for you. Don't let the devil make you think he's just talking. I'm not just talking. I say it again. While men are walking, may the Lord give you wings with which you will fly. Every family represented here, not just as individuals, as a family, return with your testimony. What you have been praying for to happen in your family, I declare that between now and the end of June, may you begin to record testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 minutes very quickly. You're surrendering your all and your heart to Jesus. Please keep standing. No movement around. There are two sets of people I want to invite here quickly. Those who are saying, man of God, I love the Lord, but I need his help in my life. And those who are saying, I have never even made that commitment. Please, let's rise as we honor them. They need to be encouraged. I know there are people like that. We don't want to cajole you. God has spoken to your heart already. Outside and in any of the overflows, make your way to the front right now. Please, we have 1 minute for this. God bless you as you come. Don't wait for the first person. God bless you. Run out. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. The Lord is speaking to you and he's saying, make your ways right. Make your ways right. It doesn't matter what you have done. God is giving you as many chances as will take to be restored to him. Make your way to the front. You need Jesus. The Lord is calling you. God bless you. Please, if you are coming, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up so that we save time. Clear the way for them, especially in the overflow outside. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. Lift your hands. If you're coming out, then join them. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you. We're hurrying up, but it doesn't mean we're joking. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you and I believe in you. Tonight, I surrender my heart. I surrender my life. I surrender my all. Take me, use me, anoint me for your glory. From today, I am yours forever. In the name of Jesus, I pray that this prayer will be sealed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. You keep rising from glory to glory. Your love and passion for God will never diminish. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for answer of the altar call. Just make your way out. There's someone waving his hands. They're waving their hands to you and they'll have your details. God bless you. God bless you. God
God bless you. Appreciate them, Koinonia. Hallelujah. Celebrate them. Thank you.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International, or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.